Newspapers around the country continue to lay off journalists, and some media outlets have simply given up on investigative reporting. But Steve Goldstein of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports that an unexpected player, the conservative-leaning Goldwater Institute, is looking to fill the void, at least in Arizona.
The job was posted on the Goldwater Institute's website and other places that curious journalists search for openings. The description is straightforward enough. The investigative reporter position will work to uncover wasteful spending at all levels of government, and it goes on from there to include qualifications and responsibilities. Goldwater CEO Darcy Olson says the organization acts as a watchdog, so hiring an investigative reporter makes sense.
We are looking for somebody who has that reporter's hunch, where they read something or see something and they think, you know, that just doesn't seem right. Something's funny about that. I really want to look into that. And they will have wide latitude in trying to uncover these stories for Arizona.
Initially, the Institute will post those stories on its website, but it doesn't want to stop there. At some point, it wants to offer them to mainstream media outlets in Arizona, too. Olson says the Institute was inspired by the investigative work of another right-leaning think tank, the Tennessee Center for Policy Research. It made headlines in 2007 by reporting that former Vice President Al Gore was an energy waster whose carbon footprint was 20 times larger than most of his Tennessee neighbors. Partisan think tanks producing investigative pieces for the press at large? That has some people like Jeanine LeCure nervous.
What I think plays so profoundly into what's happening in the information world now is the fact that so many of us, when we consume information, don't know the source of it.
LeCure is a former television news director. She also was communications director for former Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. She and other critics are concerned that the Goldwater Institute's investigations could focus on the ethical abuses of Democrats while ignoring Republicans. And she'd like Goldwater to be clear about its conservative leanings when the new investigative reporter releases findings or writes reports. LeCure compares it to The Daily Show's Jon Stewart, frequently reminding viewers that he's a comedian hosting a fake newscast.
I would wish that private organizations like Goldwater that consider getting into this realm would consider a similar disclaimer. This is who we are. This is what we believe up front. Now, here's our information.
That just isn't necessary, according to Darcy Olson.
We are not partisan, and very much like our namesake, you know, we are here to stand up for principle, and we will not be driven by polls, by partisanship, or party.
The more eyes that are watching, the better, no matter who is actually paying for that that watchdog.
Steve Doig is a journalism professor at Arizona State's Walter Cronkite School and a former investigative reporter for the Miami Herald.
I don't see that there will necessarily be a stigma attached, no matter where it's coming from, as long as it's good work, it's attributed well, it's backed up with evidence. I think readers are smart enough to look at the results of that kind of thing and take all that into context and judge the quality of it based on that.
The Goldwater Institute says it's still sorting through resumes and applications for the position. It hopes to hire an investigative reporter sometime this month. As to where some of that reporting could go, the Arizona Republic, the state's largest newspaper, says it could potentially publish one of the Institute's investigative reports, but it would likely be placed on the op-ed page. For NPR News, I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix.